Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 9:41 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's Above Average Radio. And I tell you what, I tell you this, and we tell you this every single Friday, that every Friday we bring in the personalities that me and you talk about. We bring in the personalities that we gossip about. We bring in the personalities who have questions. But for some reason, we never post these questions. We just assume things. And today we're going to do exactly that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. But apparently the name has changed to Big T now. But you know what?
The
biggest one of them all, Jalem. But you know what? Tala Da Costa is in the building. Good morning, Tala. How are you doing?
Number one, Big T.
Number one.
In the country.
Oh, number one, Big T.
Stop playing with me.
Oh, Tala, listen.
How are you doing today, man? Yeah.
You know, I always tell people, for as long as I wake up, I'm okay. Whether I wake up with a $2, $3 in my bag, I'm still fine, because there are people that didn't get to see the next day. So I'm always grateful to God that I always wake up and see the next day. So,
Okay.
I need to ask you this, Talab.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Like, where did you grow up?
I'm from Namibia.
You need to ask you. Where is home?
I'm from that other old region. That
oh, I'm going.
You just said it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm from Ohangwena. I was born and raised there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm a proud Ohangwena regionist. Yes. Even though sometimes there are those that know me that I'm always, you know, sometimes there are memes that are always trending, and you know.
Yeah, people from Ohangwena region, let's just be for real. Mm. You do the most.
I know.
Like, you are
everything that happens. Like, today this happened, a man did this,
Definitely from Ohangwena.
And I'm just like, oh, my region people, how fun.
How fun?
Like, they're always trending.
Yeah.
There's never a day you go on social media and you don't see a man from Ohangwena, a lady from Ohangwena, or it's always Ohangwena region.
But you know what, now that you say that, always trending,
mm-hmm.
So are you all the time.
I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah. Oh, is that so?
You know what, now that he's mentioning that he's a trendsetter, I mean, one thing that is a reality in your life, mm-hmm. is trolls.
Yes.
That's a reality.
Yes.
Yeah. I checked a tweet recently, Shaquan. That tweeted, I know, who is Tala Da Costa? And then there's a dude that replies, isn't that supposed to be a name of an old shoe? Like Paulo Falcons or something.
Really?
And you know what? And I thought about it.
Yeah.
Your name is very exotic.
Really?
Yeah, I promise you.
I didn't know.
Hey, man. What are you wearing? I'm wearing some Tala Da Costas, bro. What's up?
I'm actually a walking brand.
Yeah. No, you are. You're a walking brand.
Do you know where the name Tala Da Costa actually came from?
Yeah.
Back then when I ended high school, grade 8, 9, I used to be, my nickname was Smokey.
Okay.
Don't ask me why the Smokey.
Yeah.
I never used to smoke, by the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just a name that came.
Yeah.
And then I think 2012, 2013, Blink.
Yeah,
Blink, you guys.
Shout out to Blink,
love,
by the way.
Love her.
Her and my other cousin, they are the ones that named me. They are the ones that gave me the Da Costa name.
Mm.
So I think that was the year Instagram opened. That was 2011. That was the same year I opened my Instagram account. Mm. So I was like, okay, Tala Da Costa it is.
I
think, and most of the time people are always like, are you Angolan? I'm just like, okay, is it because of the Da Costa name?
Yeah. So they come and follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are always asking, are you an Angolan? Because of the Da Costa. I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like, yes. Because you're asking.
Might as well get it out of the way.
Exactly.
So, Tala, let's get right into it. Hey, you are, like you said, a trendsetter. Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. People talk about you. People are screenshotting things pertaining to you. People are always just, they're in on your business. Mm. Hey, how did it get to this point for you? And also, most importantly, I think later on you can just answer for us, how has this entire, I don't know, you know, your road to fame, so to say. Mm-hmm. How has it been, or what has been the impact?
I feel like, you know, that's why I tell people, you know, there are always people that are like, Tala, I want you to get me followers on my Instagram page, blah, 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 and everything. You know, you want to be in the public eye. But here's one thing, yeah? I keep telling people, there is a price you pay, right? Mm. I even tell them, this is nothing yet. Wait until I maybe grow into that person, like the biggest celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
Once I grow, like maybe, obviously, out of the country, doing other things.
Yeah,
I tell them, they are socialites, they are celebrities that go through the worst. South Africa, Nigeria. Like, they are always trending on blogs, time to time. So, waking up to screenshots every day, no, my juice has posted this, this and this, you know? And I always tell people, it's okay. If you want to believe what they are posting, it's okay. They are bloggers at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And they are obviously also making money out of it. And I keep telling, whether they like it or not, or whether people like it or not, I don't think the engagement those blogs get when they post other things.
It's not the same when they post you. Yes.
No, you can go and verify. I don't follow them, by the way. I block them.
What did they do to you?
I block. Like, you can't come and spoil my peace. You know, when I'm not peaceful with you, or I'm not happy with what you're doing, I'm going to block you. Because here's one thing. Sometimes you come to someone and ask, because you know there's always two sides of the story, right? So you come, it's up to you now to see which one are you going to follow.
Yeah.
So when I wake up and always find those things, I'm just like, you know what? It's now a normal thing for me. And I think also my friends or my people that know me, they are like, that one, they can talk. You know, there are people that immediately when, he or she is exposed because they were doing this and that and that.
Yeah.
They go to the point of they want to commit suicide, what. I'm like, me.
You have never felt that way?
Are you playing with me?
No, but
my life.
Yeah, but have you never felt that way, even when all of the scandals started? Never.
Never. As long as I know, it doesn't affect my business. It does not affect the dollar on my
account.
Does
it bring you more business?
It's free publicity, darling.
Tala, do you do it to get more publicity?
Not that.
Yeah,
I'm not a clout chaser.
Just living your life.
I'm not.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I keep telling people, I think the clout that I wanted those years, you know, back then, I used to be a comedian. If you go on my YouTube, Bling and I used to, you know, I would dress up wearing a meme dress. And people know Bling as my daughter from social media.
Yeah.
So I think I've gotten the fame that I wanted. I've gotten it. It's just people that are adding more to it. So,
I mean, you did mention that there's two sides of a story. My theory is always three sides. Three sides because there's the other side. There's your truth, and then there's the actual truth.
Actually.
You see. So let's get into this. Some of these, you know, allegations that have been leveled against you. Especially the latest one. That says that you recently cheated in an exam. Explain this to us. Is this true, or what was the debacle there?
Okay, because of the type of person I am, and also for the school's sake and everything, for now, I'd rather not comment on that.
Okay.
And then, I think, you know, they always say the truth comes out, right? So if you guys have to find out, you're eventually going to find out. So I'm not going to comment on that because of the institution and also
and
of
you
myself.
Still, and you still...
Yeah, and I don't want to later... I don't want people to later think, okay, maybe I'm contradicting myself or so on and all that. So I'm not supposed to comment on...
Okay, because
that.
The case is still subjudicated.
So,
okay. Now, the second thing that I want to ask you also, with the controversies and so on, is this tag that follows your name, that you're an apparent scammer, and that you loaf people's money one way or another. There's been different scenarios that have been put in the public eye of you scamming people. What is this about? Is any of this true? Do you scam people? Or do you just find yourself in awkward situations where perhaps you promised some sort of service and you're unable to deliver it because of,
some circumstances.
Circumstances beyond your control.
Yeah. Okay, first things first. Back then, I used to order things from China, right? Order with me and all that. So that was, it was the hustle I used to do, like, while I was still in school. And even after school, I used to do it, like...
Yeah.
I think I still have...
That was a big business for you, by the way.
If I have to go through my my archives on my...
Instagram
Google Photos.
Yeah.
Okay,
I've been... You know, sometimes when you are in the public, I. Mm. People always tend to bring you down, right? Mm. So what happened was actually 2020.
This is just before COVID now. Yeah, COVID. Yeah. 2020 was COVID. Yeah.
So it was 2020 whereby, you know, where everything started being complicated by NAMRA and all those type of things. So here's the thing. I ordered phones, I ordered sneakers, a lot of things. I think it was a 500 and something kg. Like it was that was one of my biggest shipments.
Mm.
So that parcel had around about 50 something phones. Phones that were ordered by people.
Yeah.
So with those phones, most of the people, they are those that you come to me and say, I want to order this. And I'll tell you, okay, you only pay this certain percentage. And then you say, no, it's fine. I'll rather pay 100% because I might not have the money when the thing comes.
Mm.
So yeah, this what we were told. We are in the group, shipping group. We are told to pay for shipping. I paid for shipping. I paid for VAT. And then we were told to wait for them to do the clearance and everything.
Yeah.
And I had already texted my customers with a screenshot that came from the shipping group that the parcel is here. We're just waiting for them to clear it and all that.
Yeah.
Please prepare your remaining amounts for those that have remaining amounts.
Mm.
So a week goes by, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, I went to go ask, guys, how far with my parcel?
Mm.
They are telling me my parcel is nowhere to be found in the warehouse. But I'm like, okay, so are you trying to tell me out of 70 consignments, mine is my parcel? After you guys told me, because I know when you are told to pay shipping and VAT,
that means that it's the parcel is in the country. Here.
Because
there
was even a system that we used to check.
To track, yeah.
It's in the country. So I'm like, it's either because for them, they know what is there.
That's true.
Yeah. So when things are sent, those ones from China, then list down all the items that are there. They like phones and everything. So they knew the amount of phones that were there. They told me my parcel is nowhere to be found. So I was like, are you guys kidding me? Is it a joke?
Mm.
Up to today. So what I did was, obviously, people are not... I will tell you something, you will accept it. I will tell him something, you will not accept it because you two are not the same.
Yeah.
So I kept on telling guys, I have to work on a refund because there's no way in the refund... It's $1,000 while I'm busy dealing with this. Up to today, the case is still ongoing because I opened a case for them and there was an agreement that we had with the police that the Chinese now and the agents, they'll be paying me a certain amount until when. So as years or months were going by and everything, I was refunding these people from my own pockets.
Mm.
At a point, there are people that obviously went to the police trying to open cases for me and everything.
I was actually going to ask about that because, Tyler, you were in jail for a while, right? So, how did that come about?
So just hold on. Let me just finish.
Mm. Okay.
So the thing is, and I tell people, you cannot go online, online lying that I scammed you.
Mm.
Like, okay, if you are scammed, that's why the police is there. Mm. You going online and going to talk about how you are scammed and what on and everything, it won't bring your money back. Mm. It's just a talk. They will laugh about it today. Tomorrow, it's dead. And then it's still going to be me and you at the end of the day. So there are people that I went with to police stations, several police stations. I did agreements with them that I'll be paying off these amounts. Most of them
you're transparent with this process.
There's no way. I just have to because of the type of person I am in society. So, you know, sometimes I want to save up money, but I can't because every single cent I get sometimes, I have to send it to these
someone.
People, you know, because some of them are always dramatic and all those type of things. But I just tell people, you can't call someone a scammer, but you're not doing something about it. Did you open a case? Did you go to the police? If you did not, then there's no... And I tell people, if you don't have evidence... Come to me and say, Tala, I ordered when what? Because, you know, yes, when by, I keep changing phones and everything. But if you come to me and tell me, Tala, remember I ordered what from you, 20 what?
And I never got it.
Yeah, here's the screenshot. Can we maybe work on a refund? I'm a very peaceful person.
Yeah.
So we can work on, we can talk like two big adults.
Mm. Yeah.
A bit to the...
To the sentencing.
Yeah, order. Yeah. Because we're running a little bit out of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, back to the...
How was that experience for you?
Actually... I would actually prefer to stay there than being outside because it's so peaceful.
Are you you serious?
It's so peaceful. Yeah, funny enough, I think people didn't expect that. They maybe thought that I will go through the worst. But that's why I'm saying sometimes it's very good to be known. So those people that were there inside there, there are some people that know me, but I don't know them. But obviously, eventually, as time went by, we got to know each other and everything. And they're always like, no, we are not going to let anyone bully you and all those type of things. Like, I do not, I always, you know, these movies that we watch or, you know, different stuff that we watch whereby, no, someone was raped or we'll wake up one day. No, there was someone from Selwatwat raped. But to be honest, I've never had a bad experience. Never. Until I came out.
How did that experience affect you? Do you feel that it changed you in any way?
In some way, because I feel like while I was there, it's almost like I was in a rehabilitation center.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so because when I was there, I was like, you know, thinking like the type of people I should associate myself with.
Come on.
And those that I can't, you know. So it changed me a lot.
Okay.
I would say, yes.
Yeah. Do you know what, partner? Maybe just one last little question for me from my side before we hand it over to NSK. What would you say is something that people just don't know about you? You know, because people have such a perception of you. What is something that people, or certain things that people just don't know about you, about the type of person that you are?
I don't know. I think, you know, people already have the that thing of them that he's this and that. So I'm not.
So what you're saying is that you're not.
I'm not there to please people. I'm.
Oh, okay.
Those people that know me, that generally stay with me, they know the type of person I am. Yeah. Like I say, I don't look for someone's trouble. So I'm a very peaceful person.
Yeah.
Until provoked. Until you press that bitch button.
So
then,
so here's the thing, right? In my podcast with the New Era, I featured Leonard Verbeeren recently,
yeah,
and I asked him this question, and I'm gonna ask you this same question as well. You are very fluid with your sexuality, and you have nothing to hide when it comes to your sexuality.
Also, you know you're a snack, right?
You are beautiful, bro.
Like, let me tell you, really are.
You are really
You've
beautiful.
Got good skin, like, that
look, look at this guy. Look,
yeah,
look at this beard. Everything is just on point.
Yes.
Don't let your man see me.
Hi,
your man.
So I want to ask you this. Just quick yes or no. All right? Quick yes or no. Are there married men that are in the closet?
Plenty.
Are they clergy? Like pastors and fathers, you know, like pastors, church pastors and so on. Are there a good number of them that are also fluid with their sexuality?
Okay, I don't know. I can't say of pastors because I never had a pastor that approached me.
Okay.
Yeah, but like some people say or some men say, they are always afraid to approach me in my inbox because apparently the type of person I'm in society and they're afraid I might expose them. And I'm just like, okay, no. You are gonna get exposed if you obviously do something wrong.
Yeah.
And you know that you are hiding because there's no logical reason for you to you are claiming you have a wife, you love her, but you don't love her, you are using her.
One last question.
Okay.
Are a good majority of the men gay?
80%.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jesus,
his name is Tyler Tacosta, Big T. We will leave it at that. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around.
You're giving me chest pains, man.
Tala, we appreciate you.
We love you.
We appreciate you.
Please, it's Friday, guys.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Drink responsibly.
Yay!
And also for those that are going to have sex, please use protection.
Okay, thank you.
Please. And also, don't forget to order your food from me.
The one and only. Wait, Tala's cookery, eh?
Yes.
Tyler's Cookery on Instagram. He's got some really good food. I won't lie.
Yeah.
Please do support him. We see you. We celebrate you. Thank you so much for your time.
I feel so bad.
He doesn't want to go. Do you see him?
Yeah, I see.
Tyler, we have to go, bro. Time is over.
All right, sharp guys. King Arthur is on standby. Remember, on Fridays, we go crazy on Fresh FM. Still so much more coming your way.
This is your wake-up call.
Yo, I've got Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.